The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines, and we'll jump right in with this one from Women's Day's Health News. Sneak in more exercise. Great news, as you can go about your day, you can use the concept of high-intensity interval training, also known as HIIT, a type of exercise that relies on short bursts of all-out effort to blast calories and fat to support your well-being, researchers say. Doing 3 or 4 bouts of vigorous activities each day can have a long-term impact on your aerobic fitness and perhaps your blood pressure, even if you're generally not very active, says Emmanuel Stamatakis, a professor of physical activity at the Charles Perkins Center, University of Sydney. And here are the tips they recommend. Cleaning. Play your favorite upbeat tunes and zip around at twice your usual speed when vacuuming or putting things away. Walking your dog. Do short bursts of jogging between houses. Your pup will love it and you'll feel energized. And for running errands, as soon as you enter a big box store, walk a fast lap around the perimeter and then start your shopping. From Real Simple, we've got Makeover Your Monday. Mondays are inevitable. The Monday blues? Turns out they don't have to be. As you gear up for the busy fall season, try these tips to start off your week in a healthier way. First, Garfield the cat got 2 things very right. First, lasagna is delicious. Second, Mondays can be a real drag. It's not merely the transition from playtime to work and school week. Many of us stay up later on the weekend nights and sleep in during the day, messing up our circadian rhythms and making us grumpy and irritable when the alarm goes off on Monday morning. The stress of starting the week may even affect our health. A 2004 study found that blood pressure tends to be highest on Monday mornings, while another concluded that Monday is the most common day of the week for heart attacks. All of this may make you want to hit snooze and spend Mondays under the covers. Yet, fortunately, you can reverse the trend and set yourself up to have a positive, healthy start to the week. Here, experts weigh in on 8 ways to make this a reality. P.S. If you don't work a traditional Monday to Friday schedule, this advice is adaptable for whenever you switch from off back to on duty. So first, make a Monday to-do list on Friday. The end of the week may be cause to celebrate, but don't make it official until you've written a to-do list for Monday. Everything you need to accomplish next week will be top of mind, so it makes sense to capture it at this time. But there's another reason. If you start the week without this list, you'll have to brainstorm on Monday morning about the lingering projects from last week, which could be tough when you're sluggish. You'll already be starting off a step behind, says Samantha Edis, a Los Angeles-based entrepreneur and the author of The Pie Life, a guilt-free recipe for success and satisfaction. With this list waiting on Monday, you may be more productive and have an easier time focusing. Check off a few easy tasks to start, and then dig into your most challenging task as quickly as possible. If it's hanging over you, says Edis, the day will be that much more of a drag. Follow the one-hour rule. No more trying to catch up on lost sleep on Sunday mornings. Initially, it was thought that weekend recovery sleep was sufficient to pay back sleep debt, says Annalise Wilson, M.D., assistant professor of neurology and sleep medicine at Baylor College of Medicine. But more recent research suggests that weekend recovery sleep may not reverse the effects of chronic sleep deprivation, and that an irregular sleep schedule can make it harder to fall and stay asleep. Staying up late isn't a great weekend habit either. It can lead to feeling even more tired on Monday. So sticking with a consistent sleep schedule all week long is best. At the very least, says Wilson, try not to go to bed or wake up more than an hour past your normal times, and if you need to nap, a brief snooze of under 30 minutes in the early afternoon should help you avoid grogginess and disrupted nighttime sleep. Next, rethink breakfast. Eating a satisfying and balanced breakfast will allow you to hear your appropriate hunger and fullness signals throughout the day, says nutrition therapist Elise Resch, RDN, co-author of Intuitive Eating and author of the Intuitive Eating Workbook for Teens. But don't think you have to eat immediately upon rising, which is the biggest misconception people have about breakfast. If you get up at 6 a.m., you may not feel hungry then, and that's okay. Wait until you do, then eat breakfast, says Resch. You'll get the energy you need and enable your body to eat more healthfully the rest of the day because you won't be starving. You'll also get a mood boost, according to a review in the International Journal of Gastronomy and Food Science. When you eat, aim to get about 15 to 25% of your total calories, between 300 and 500 calories for women, from that meal, says review author Charles Spence, Ph.D., author of Experimental Psychology at the University of Oxford. Try oatmeal with blueberries and walnuts, or whole wheat sourdough toast and avocado with fruit and yogurt on the side. Resist dashing to the coffee pot when you first get up. Caffeine is more effective if you wait to sip your first cup until you've been up for an hour or two, when stress hormone levels naturally decrease. Not into caffeine or fresh out of beans? Sipping decaf, smelling coffee, or even just thinking about coffee can be enough to give you a boost, notes Spence. Wear a feel-good outfit. You know you feel better in clothes you like, and science backs that up. You can use clothing to improve negative emotions, says Dawn Karen, founder of the Fashion Psychology Institute in New York City. To better your mood, choose bright colors, your favorite fabrics or prints, or a sustainable brand you feel great about. Better yet, pick out your outfit the night before so you avoid a wardrobe crisis Monday morning, says Edis. Seek natural light. Perking up your morning might be as simple as getting a dose of natural light. Try opening the shades, eating breakfast outside, or watering your garden, or taking a walk. Light is like a cup of coffee. It has an acute alerting effect, says Mariana Figuero, Ph.D., professor and director at the Lighting Research Center at Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute in Troy, New York. Plus, being out in nature, even for 5 minutes, can give you a happiness high, according to a 2018 study in the Journal of Positive Psychology. Can't get outside in the morning? Change the light in your indoor space to brighten things up. Move your computer closer to a window, or paint your walls a more vivid color. Create a morning ritual. Our brains love routine, and the less work your brain has to do, the happier it'll be, says Colleen D. Sierra, PSYD, founder and executive director of the Sierra Center for Behavioral Health in Chicago. Routines are also a great way to conserve energy for more complicated parts of the day and may give you some time alone. Even better, you have more control over your attitude for the day, she says. Tap into that extra skip in your step feeling by adopting a morning ritual, an activity or habit, preferably a healthy one, that puts you in a good mood and that you look forward to. For instance, you might brew a really good cup of tea, go to your favorite exercise class, green your commute by biking to work, or meditate. With something pleasant built into your morning schedule, you'll likely feel a little less dread and a little more positivity when the Monday alarm buzzes. Plan for fun. An easy way to turn Mondays around is to make them the day you commit to fun plans for later in the week. Schedule a night out with friends, a farmer's market meetup, or even a binge watch of your favorite show. Regardless of the activity, just thinking about the good times in store for you later in the week will be an instant pick-me-up, says Edis. Half the enjoyment of any activity is anticipating it, which is why it's important to have things on your calendar you can look forward to, she says. And last, do a random act of kindness. Put positive energy into the world and you'll get it back. Research confirms performing acts of kindness for 7 days boosted happiness and well-being, found a 2018 study in the Journal of Social Psychology. But doing even one kind thing can make you feel great. Acts of altruism and pre-social behavior are linked to rewarding reward processing areas of the brain, says study co-author Lee Rowland, Ph.D., a chartered psychologist and research affiliate at the University in Oxford. As you start your day, look for ways to perform a random act of kindness, whether for a coworker, your neighbor, or a stranger. Bring coffee to a colleague, wheel your neighbor's recycling bin back in from the curb, text a friend you haven't talked to in a while to let her know you miss her, or make a small donation to an animal shelter or environmental cause. It's a pretty nice day, eh? From Good Housekeeping, Ask Us Anything. Good Housekeeping's nutrition director, Jackie London, straight up lives to answer your healthy eating questions, and check our edible seal stars and products that have earned Good Housekeeping Nutritionist Approved Emblem. They're fully vetted by the Good Housekeeping Nutrition Lab, so making smart food choices will be fast and easy. Good Housekeeping Emblem foods are based on whole, real foods. Make it simple to eat healthier and use no misleading or confusing marketing language. If you're buying organic, the Aldi Simply Nature line offers healthy and affordable fresh, frozen, and canned produce. So we have question and answers here. Question, what's the best weight loss app? Answer, to lose pounds, you'll want to fill up more on plants, produce, nuts, seeds, whole grains, lean protein, low-fat dairy, and occasional treats. The best app is one that helps you be accountable and consistent and provides a supportive sense of community. Luckily, many of them can do this. I love MyFitnessPal, which is an app, for helping users consistently track daily meals, snacks, and exercise. Rise, another app, offers coaching in which registered dietitians can opine on your choices in real time. Fitbit takes into account factors like how much you're moving. Ultimately, it comes down to which you'll use. And for an anytime whole grain snack to keep you on track toward weight loss, Good Housekeeping Seal star Jolly Time Simply Popped Air Popped Popcorn is recommended. Question, I want to eat whole grains, but I'm gluten-free. Any options? Answer, first of all, major props for adding 100% whole grains to your diet. A study this year found that the lower intake of 100% whole grains was linked to greater risk of chronic disease, including diabetes and heart disease, and mortality. Yikes. If you have to go gluten-free for health reasons, try quinoa, sorghum, brown rice, gluten-free oats for breakfast, millet, amaranth, and buckwheat. One caveat, check labels, since store-bought swaps are often made from refined, not whole grains, plus added sugar, sodium, and saturated fat to enhance flavor and texture. Our nutritionist-approved picks, Aldi's Live G-Free Whole Grain Bread. It's a mainstay in my gluten-free kitchen, as it's made from nutrient-packed flour and fiber-filled at 3 grams per serving. Question. Is intermittent fasting to slim down worth it? I've been hearing a lot about it. Answer? Short answer, no. Longer answer, no. And here's why. Proponents claim that restricting meal times, you eat during a set window of time each day and otherwise fast, helps with everything from weight loss to lowering risk of chronic disease. But doing so to lose pounds is really just a trendy form of torture. Science suggests that any potential benefit from low-calorie eating, which some IFers do, is quickly undone when you stop doing so. Plus, women are at increased risk of disordered eating behaviors, and periods of calorie restriction, followed by binging, can lead to harmful cycles. A better strategy is optimizing the nutritional quality of what you eat and snacking about every 4 hours to stay satisfied. Our Good Housekeeping Nutritionist Approved Combo, Cosmic Crisp Apple Slices and Wonderful Pistachios and Almonds. Question, what can I eat to get flatter abs? Answer, mild water retention, GI distress, or both can make you feel as if there's a balloon in your belly. In general, you want to swap salty, processed fast food for more wholesome, nutrient-packed choices. Look for foods that have lots of fiber, water, debloating minerals such as calcium, magnesium, and potassium, and omega-3s. These include veggies, fruit, whole grains, nuts, seeds, and legumes. Shifting toward these will help reduce water retention and keep you regular in the short term, and boost your gut's good bacteria over time. I love Good Housekeeping Nutritionist approved California walnuts as a way to check many of the beneficial boxes above. Question, I barely have time to shop for veggies, let alone chop them. Help. Answer, you can eat well without losing your precious weekend to meal prep, I swear. Look for veggies that are ready to cook, like spiralized squash, riced broccoli and cauliflower, or pre-cut Brussels sprouts. There are a variety of healthy-seeming choices in the freezer aisle, so use the spectacular specs demonstrated by Good Housekeeping Nutritionist-approved Pick Green Giant Veggie Tots as a general guideline. The first ingredient is veggies. They have less than 500 milligrams of sodium per serving, and they are real fiber-filled, nutrient-packed veggies that are tasty and versatile. Even better, make nutritious, delicious dips. The one shown is Greek yogurt with herbs, so veggie eating will be more fun for the family. And last, do I need to worry about antibiotics in meat and poultry? Answer, I wouldn't, since use of antibiotics for anything but illness in livestock was banned by the FDA in 2017. When it comes to your health, the form in which you eat meat and how you prep it is more important than whether the animal was exposed to antibiotics. Processed deli meat, for example, is loaded with sodium, while breading and deep frying meat and poultry will add saturated fat and refined carbs, which, when eaten in excess, have been linked to increased risk of chronic disease. Your best bet? Look for whole, fresh, or rotisserie-cooked versions with as few added ingredients as possible, like Good Housekeeping seal holder Aldi Never Any Rotisserie Chicken, which is super versatile. From Real Simple, save the food. Of all the things we waste, food may be the number one area where we can make a serious impact. Here's how. Before you shop, up to 40% of food in the United States goes to waste, and about 40% of that waste happens at home, per the Natural Resource Defense Council. When food goes to waste, do all the resources it takes to get that food on our plates, including land, energy, water, fertilizer, and labor, says Elizabeth Balkin, NRDC's Food Waste Director. Buy only the amount of food you need to make the meals you're planning. If you can't predict on Sunday what you'll want on Thursday, that's okay. Decide on menus for the first half of the week, then give yourself flexibility to do a leftovers night, get takeout, or go on a second round of intentional grocery shopping. Try NRDC's planning tool, Meal Prep Mate. And don't forget to check your cabinets for items on your list you may already have. At the store, I tell my clients to shop naked, says Abby K. Cannon, a registered dietitian and sustainability expert and lawyer who runs a private nutrition practice and writes the blog Abby's Food Court. That is, buy as few items that come dressed in plastic packaging as possible. Buy lettuce in a bunch instead of cut and chopped in a bag. Buy a head of broccoli instead of the plastic container of chopped florets. Use bulk bins. You could even bring your own containers and ask the store to tear them for you before filling. While unpacking groceries, chop up peppers and carrots, put them in a glass container, and then put them in the fridge, suggests Cannon. This makes cooking so much faster and easier and makes you more jazzed about eating healthy. Remember to clean your reusable totes and put them back in the car or by the door for next time. When you cook, front load the week with recipes that use the quicker to spoil items in your fridge, like fish or delicate greens. The cabbage and cauliflower can wait a few more days, says Balkin. If you have picky eaters on your hands, consider dining family style instead of giving people portions they may not finish. Try putting a plate of vegetables in the middle of the table, says Balkin. The kids who like the veggie will grab it, and maybe they'll influence the picky eaters, but you won't end up with food that's been tainted and can't be saved as leftovers. During cleanup, compost anything you can't save. It's the best outcome for unusable food scraps, says Balkin. Food put in the garbage disposal gets mixed with municipal wastewater and must be treated in an energy-intensive way. If your town doesn't have curbside compost collection, research drop-off programs at farms, community gardens, or farmers markets. Or consider composting in your backyard. Done properly, it won't generate odors or attract pests, and your garden will love the nutrient-rich results. You can visit epa.gov/compost to get started. And transitioning to recipes, we have a couple of use-it-up recipes. First, a frittata. You need 6 eggs, 1/4 cup of dairy, leftover grains and or cooked veggies, plus shredded cheese and or fresh herbs. Mix it all together, bake at 350 for 20 to 30 minutes. A stir fry. You can use a tablespoon each chopped fresh ginger and garlic, 4 chopped scallions, leftover rice or grains, cooked chopped meat and or veggies. This is very free form, isn't it? Cook in 2 tablespoons vegetable or canola oil until heated through and sizzling. Then drizzle with soy sauce and toasted sesame oil. And for a chopped salad, chop hard cheeses, plus deli meats or salami, plus olives or capers, plus chopped crunchy lettuce, plus herbs, plus lemon juice, plus olive oil, salt, and pepper. Toss to combine. You are done. From Family Circle, the wonderful Waffles of Oz. Master Chef guest Judge Daphne Oz whips up these filling and gluten-free waffles, then stashes them in the freezer for speedy, toaster-ready weekday breakfast. Here's what you need to make warrior waffles. It makes 8 to 10. Prep time's 20 minutes. Cook time, 4 minutes per waffle. We need 1 cup sweet rice flour. Note, this has a higher starch content than plain rice flour, so don't substitute. 3/4 cup almond flour, 1/3 of a cup cornstarch, 1/3 of a cup flaxseed meal, also sold as ground flaxseed, or ground chia seeds. 1/3 of a cup protein powder in unflavored or vanilla-flavored, pea or whey-based formula. 2 teaspoon baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt, 4 large eggs separated, 1 1/2 cups buttermilk, plus more to loosen the batter, 2 teaspoons vanilla extract, 2 tablespoons granulated sugar, 1/2 stick butter, unsalted, melted, plus more for the pan. Heat your oven to 250. Heat a waffle iron to high. In a medium bowl, whisk rice flour with the next 6 ingredients. That would be almond flour, cornstarch, the flax seed or chia, protein, baking powder, and salt. In another medium bowl, beat egg yolks, buttermilk, and vanilla. Stir buttermilk mixture into the dry ingredients, mixing just until combined. Batter should look like traditional pancake batter, so add a little more buttermilk or water if it's too thick. In a stand mixer fitted with whisk attachment, or a large bowl if using a hand mixer, beat 2 egg whites on medium speed until frothy, 30 seconds to a minute. You can store remaining whites in the fridge for up to 2 days. Slowly start to sprinkle in sugar and increase speed to medium-high until whites hold stiff peaks. Whisk 1/4 of beaten whites into the batter, then fold in remaining beaten whites. Continue to fold batter drizzled in melted butter. Drizzle in melted butter. Using a brush dipped in melted butter, lightly coat waffle iron and follow manufacturer's instructions. Fill mold without overflowing. Cook until browned, then transfer to a baking sheet to keep warm in the oven while you make the remaining waffles. From Good Housekeeping, quick white bean sausage stew. Active times 20 minutes, total time 30. We need a tablespoon olive oil, 12 ounces kielbasa sliced on the bias, 6 cloves garlic finely chopped, 3/4 cup dry white wine, 6 cups low sodium chicken broth, 6 ounces ditalini pasta or other soup pasta, or about 1 1/2 cups, 2 15-ounce cans, no salt added, cannellini or other white beans, rinsed. Pepper, 8-ounce baby spinach, and 1.5-ounce parmesan, grated. We need heat oil in a large pot on medium. Add kielbasa and cook, stirring occasionally until browned, 4 to 5 minutes. Using the slotted spoon, transfer sausage to a plate. Add garlic to the pot and cook, stirring 1 minute. Do not let it brown. Add wine and simmer, scraping up any browned bits, 1 minute. Add broth and pasta and bring to a boil. Reduce heat and simmer until the pasta is just tender, 8 to 10 minutes. Add beans, sausage, and a 1/2 teaspoon pepper and cook until heated through, about 2 minutes. Remove from heat and add spinach, stirring gently until it begins to wilt. Serve with Parmesan cheese, and this serves 6. And we have a soy glazed meatloaf. Active time is 20 minutes total, 1 hour 5 minutes. 2 tablespoons ketchup, 1 tablespoon brown sugar, 1 tablespoon plus 1 teaspoon low sodium soy sauce, 2 large eggs, 1 tablespoon balsamic vinegar, kosher salt and pepper, 1/2 cup panko, 1 small onion coarsely grated, 1/2 cup fresh flat leaf parsley finely chopped, and 1.5 pounds ground beef chuck with a mixed green salad for serving. Heat oven to 375. Line a rimmed baking sheet with foil. In a bowl, combine ketchup, brown sugar, and 1 teaspoon soy sauce. In a large bowl, whisk together the eggs, balsamic vinegar, remaining tablespoon of soy sauce, 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Stir in panko. Let it sit 2 minutes. Add onion and parsley and mix to combine. Add the beef and mix just until incorporated. Transfer the mixture to the prepared baking sheet and shape into a 9 by 13.5 inch loaf. Brush the loaf with ketchup mixture. Bake until the internal temperature reaches 150 degrees, which is 40 to 45 minutes. Let it rest for 5 minutes before slicing. Serve with a salad if desired, and that serves 6. And from Real Simple, we often equate a deep breath with a deep inhale, but there's a lot of value in a deep exhale. This simple exercise not only calms the mind, but also helps you step into autumn with renewed determination. Sitting up tall but relaxed, take a comfortable inhale through your nose. Breathe out through your nose, going all the way to the end of your exhale, and pause. Then just wait. Your body will tell you when it's time to breathe in again. Let the breath in, feeling the space your body finds for the inhale. Give yourself another long, patient exhale, allowing yourself to feel empty for a moment. Then breathe in when your body says it's time. Repeat 2 or 3 times and move forward with your day. That was Edward Jones from NowYogaNY.com. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. The broadcast is available as a podcast after the broadcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. That's so long till next time. If you have questions or comments, please call 919-832-5138.